Joseph has a particular importance for this parish. We read about that in the gospel today of why. Because it was Joseph's job on the eighth day after Jesus was born to give to Jesus the name Jesus. He's obedient to the angel who visits him in his dream, telling him that he will name the child that has been conceived by the Holy Spirit, Jesus. The thing about Saint Joseph is that he is a man of faith and a man of action. When he, in his encounter with the angel in his dream, is given understanding to the source of the child within his wife, Mary, he does as the angel has commanded. He takes her into his home. Now, just because you know something doesn't make it easy. In a situation that I draw from in my life, I remember I had spent 3 years in the Navy discerning whether or not God was calling me to be a priest. Not easy in the Navy. 1 year of college afterwards, again, still asking that same question. And then finally, after the first year in seminary, I remember a monk of Conception Abbey, it must have been the graduation mass with all of the seniors graduating and going on, and kind of pulled me aside and said, "So, Mr. Ouellette, is God calling you to be a priest?" I sighed, just as I did right there. And I said, "Yeah, he's calling me to be a priest." He smiled and he said, "Well, that's pretty arrogant of you. You've only been here a year." And I said, "Yeah, but I've been asking this question for already 4 years before I came here to the seminary. But now the question is not whether or not he's calling me to be a priest. The question is, how is he going to make that happen?" To simply know the answer doesn't make it easy. If we imagine that Joseph awoke from his sleep, from his dream, and said, "Oh, this child is because of the Holy Spirit." You know, so his friends, those who he entrusts his life to and things, he would be able to say to them, "Oh yeah, we didn't have relations. The child that she has is because of the Holy Spirit." And you know, everyone that heard that was like, "Oh, okay, Joseph, we got you. All right, no problem." You see, it made no problem for Joseph in his heart because he knew the source of the child. But he also had to understand that the world was not going to understand. The world was not going to understand why she ended up being pregnant before the time for them to be man and wife. They had been espoused or betrothed to each other, but they had not lived together. It was a year-long betrothal. He understood, but it didn't mean the world would understand. And so it's not just a matter of Joseph being a man of faith in the sense that God reveals and he acts. He is also a man of faith who in acting takes upon himself a responsibility and a burden. Maybe in your own life you've had the experience of carrying someone's secret. You know, maybe someone is gravely ill and they've shared it with you and they haven't told anyone else. And you have to move and act and do your thing, but bearing the weight of this secret. For Joseph, being a man of faith, meant for him often that his actions and the things of his life would not be understood by the world around him. And so he accepted this. It's not just information, it doesn't just like, boom, easy. We see that he received from God this word. And just as we speak of Jesus as the word, he embraced that word and held it to himself. Not only in the understanding of how this child came to be, but he embraced the child himself. He truly became father for Jesus. So we see a lot of beautiful things in Joseph. That's why it's important today to have a celebration of a Mass in honor of him. There's so many reasons to honor him. But today, more than anything, would just invite us to ponder the goodness of this man. The goodness of this man who, in receiving this word and saying yes and acting in accordance with it, took upon himself a great cross. It is a reminder to us that, as Jesus says to his disciples, if you want to follow me, you need to pick up your cross and follow after me each day. Every day. We ask for St. Joseph's intercession that we too might hear and receive from God truth, and that we may not, that we might not fear the weight that truth will bring into our lives. Amen.